Gingham's Home Style Restaurant.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
There are an abundance of pins here today. That never happened. What's going on?
Yeah, bring those over here.
Very unusual.
For one.
Sorry.
We have to have a secret stash.
Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland here on a Friday. It's very unusual. Franco Pinion on assignment today. You know, I kind of looked at my calendar every week. You know, when I have to come into work, I write down, you know, oh, work on Friday. But
right.
Work for Frank on Friday. And I started looking, and it's at like every Friday, they say Frank is on assignment. And I'm starting to
I haven't noticed that.
Well, I hope everybody's going to be tuned in when this assignment finally comes to pass, because it's got to be something huge. Every Friday, he's working diligently on it.
I'll be tuned in.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that's going to be amazing. Welcome to the Large Morning Show. We'll take a lot of calls today. We'll have Joe Hipperson on a little, 4 o'clock hour. Be with us at some point today. And Mike Evans, of course. And I'd like to begin with a message to Shalonda. I don't know who Shalonda is, but people are calling my phone wanting to speak to Shalonda. Well, I got news for you. I'm not Shalonda, and I don't know Shalonda.
Really?
And
that's not what she told me.
And it started with she's due for some sort of job interview. She sent a resume into somewhere, and, you know.
That's not good.
Yeah, and then so Shalonda's getting...
Who is that?
That's Shalonda. She wants to know if she has any messages.
Didn't want to buy a phone, so she just gave people my number. Oh, I feel
that's weird. That I feel you've bad had that because... number for a while, and all of a sudden you're getting these.
Oh
calls.
Yeah, I've probably had that number for I don't know 6-7 years, and I you know.
Yeah, because my wife Angela, when she got her, she had a phone before, and then she didn't keep the same number, and then she got one again with this number, and for the first 6 months she was getting calls for this person who had the number before, and it took forever to finally get her off the list.
But Shalonda, I don't, if you're out there, I don't know what if you turn in a resume and in a job application, why would you write down the wrong number?
Yeah,
and maybe the people who are calling or misdialing, but they've called like 5 times now, so I don't know.
Call them back.
I don't. I tried to call back, and
you talked to somebody?
No, they wouldn't answer, so I left a message. I said, I don't want this
Shalonda
person.
Shalonda doesn't live here anymore.
I don't want to, she doesn't live here anymore.
This is Shalonda's new boyfriend.
Yeah. No, I felt bad. I thought, I don't want her to miss out on the, interview or a job of some sort, so I called back. I said, hey, you got the wrong number here. Might want to check the, what you're dialing. Make sure she gets her job. So
you should have just showed up for the interview. See what?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, good. Never know.
Yeah. Dan can help you out a little bit.
He can help me out.
Dan, does he understand it a little bit? He was trying to explain it to me.
Oh, Dan, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
So what happens is people can copy your frequency and phone number with an electronic device, and then they put that onto a phone that's been turned off, and when they call people, your number will come up on their caller ID, and when those people go to call them back, it'll ring back to your number.
Say that again.
Yeah, I
I miss
no,
it.
No, I don't think so, because...
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Yes, that.
Exactly.
No, Dan, I don't think there was any, you know, foul play here. I think she just had put in... I don't know. I don't know. But it
and
was,
maybe
it,
she has a different area code.
Maybe that's
well, it happens to me all the time. For like a week solid, I'll get a phone call for Derek.
Okay.
And...
From like a reputable company of some sort, or
No. It's very obvious that it's not reputable.
Okay. Well, this sounded
the time
reputable.
Of days I get the time of night that I get the phone calls and whatnot. That's definitely not reputable.
Well, I know what you're saying, but this isn't like that at all. This was a company that is looking for this Shalanda, and she's due for a job interview, and then turned in her resume. So I'm just trying to help. Thought maybe she might be listening. That's all.
Okay. Thank
she probably
thank
has you, horrible handwriting, and they just couldn't read the number.
That could be. This is Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Yeah, it's your area code. They've got the wrong area code. Yeah,
well,
I've had this phone number for 12 years, and every now and then I keep getting phone calls for these people, and I don't know who they are. And one of them is their area code is 636, my same number. And the other one is 618, my same number. Mm. That is exactly what it is.
All right. There you go. Problem solved. Thank you, Jenny.
Thanks, Jenny.
I had something similar happen before, but it was through text messaging. And a gentleman texted me and was saying, stay away from my girl or something like that.
Gentleman?
Yeah, well, you know, just a guy. And I tried texting him back, and I think he got the wrong person. He goes, no, I know who I've got the right person. And it took like 5 or 6 minutes of back and forth text, and I think he finally realized that I wasn't who he was looking for.
And I used to get, when I first got this phone number, I had, it was an older gentleman must have had it that had a lot of trips to the hospital. And so, and needed to go to the doctor very frequently. Mm-hmm. So I would get these calls. Well, your next appointment, don't forget, sir, Mr. whatever his name, your next appointment tomorrow
at noon. Your test results are in.
Yeah. And I had to call back 3, 4, 5 times and said, hey, you got to find an alternate number. I'm not this person. I can't help this guy at all. You're wasting your time. Here's Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that the same thing happens to me, but I'm the one actually doing it. My sister has a number that's exactly the same as someone else's, and my phone number from work is 636, and the person's number that I call on accident is 636, and my sister's is 314, and I dial, and I talk to him about probably twice a month, and we get a kick out of it now. We're like, I'm like, how you doing, Rob? It's me calling the wrong number again, and we're almost like, you know, want to meet and have lunch or something, so it's kind of funny.
Very
but.
Funny.
I did
that one time, Kim, with a text message. I sent a text message. I was off by one digit, and the person just replied as though I knew who they were. And we must have texted back and forth 20 times before I finally realized I have no idea who this person is. And they finally came out and said, you know, I don't really know who you are, but I just, you know,
have
a conversation. I was like, sorry.
Exactly.
All right. So, hey, thanks, Kim.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
This clearly happens a lot. Here's Glenn. Hello, Glenn. Good afternoon.
Hey, I found a halfway cure for your problem.
Halfway cure?
A halfway cure.
Yeah, halfway. I keep getting phone calls for George and that, so I usually go to work in the morning because I start at 4 o'clock.
Wow.
And I call them from my work phone because when you dial that number, it just shows, you know, out of service or out of area.
Unavailable.
But I always ask them, have you found George? You know, or whoever. And after 2 or 3 days, they usually get a catch on, and they don't call anymore.
Yeah, especially if you're calling them at 4 a.m. That's a good...
No kidding.
They don't always sound awake when I call them.
All right. All right, thank you, Glenn.
All right.
See you later. Although, again, this was a company, not an actual person. Here's Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how you doing, gang?
Good.
Good, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, same thing on the phone number. I used to call at 4 o'clock in the morning. They thought I was a rapper in St. Louis. I get called from music companies, and I called one back. It was Capitol Music. It just shocked me that they couldn't get the phone number. And I think you're right, it was the area code. Hey, I got one other thing that I was been thinking about, a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy theory of, you know, with all this OnStar satellite stuff and all these different systems that you can turn on cars and turn off cars. Really watching where we're going, you know, on the GPS, and if you don't pay your bill, they'll shut your car down, and the government watching you. I was just thinking about that thing. They have the technology to do that, don't they?
Well, sure.
Yeah,
aren't there... Can't police shut your car down? I mean, I've seen it on Hawaii 5-0. It's got to be real.
Really?
I don't know if police can. You have to have something on your car to
OnStar,
have them shut
yeah.
it down.
OnStar, though. Yeah.
OnStar.
Yeah.
I have OnStar that
but
can
I'm sure
shut my car
down. If a police, whatever, calls OnStar and says, hey, this is the police, they've got a stolen vehicle, shut the car down.
If you have OnStar
down.
On it.
Right.
Yeah, they,
that's
need,
what
to,
he's saying,
they need to invent something that they can point and shoot, some kind
universal.
Of a radar yeah. gun or something that can shut the engine down.
Yeah. But you know they gotta have that.
You think a lot of criminals have OnStar?
Or it'll be coming.
Well, no, I think it's for a if they steal your car.
Okay.
I guess you could, but yeah. All right.
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure talking to you all.
Oh, same
thank
here,
you.
Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Bye bye.
See you later. Nick seems very concerned about having his car shut down.
Yeah. When I first got my car, you have OnStar for a year included. Now I still have some features on OnStar, so I still keep it. So I call them every once in a while and go, tell me where I am, and they tell you exactly where you are. He said, "Well, Mr. Strauss, you're about to pull into your driveway right now." Whoa! All right.
Now, do they charge you each time you call, or is it like a
no?
Flat
it's
fee
a
sort of
flat
deal?
Monthly fee.
Okay. Yeah, I've never had to use it. I do use my phone's GPS system quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
But those have advanced so much.
There was a lady on just the other day on the internet, a story read that she drove into a pond at a golf course.
Oh, God.
Because she was following her GPS.
Yeah, but they said she was drunk.
Oh,
well, that makes
sense.
Yeah. There's a great episode of The Office, which I don't watch it much anymore because it just has kind of gone downhill. But it was Steve Carell and... Rainn Wilson, is it?
Right.
He's Dwight Schrute, yeah. And he wants to follow the GPS, and Dwight's arguing with him. No, you can't. You're going to go, no, I have to follow the GPS. And the same deal, right into a lake. Here's Pat. Hello, Pat.
Hey, how's it going?
It's great.
Now that I'm off work, it's even better.
Good.
They actually have a program they put into your car. They have a show out called Bait Car. Have you ever seen that?
Yes,
I have not,
yeah.
That's what they do. They put the program in your car, and they can shut it down from anywhere.
Wow. All right. Well, everybody beware.
That's kind of like the OnStar, but
yeah,
it's a little bit different program than the OnStar. They literally have to put this into your vehicle. So.
Huh. All right, Pat. Well, have a good weekend, man.
Yeah, you too.
All right, see you. All right.
It almost sounded like he was going to the bathroom.
You know what? I wasn't going to say that.
It sounded like he was driving.
I did.
Enjoy your BM. Happy Friday.
It's a BMW.
I just thought he was stretching.
He's off work. He can do whatever he wants.
That's right. Enjoy the weekend. All right. And at 3:25 here on a Friday afternoon, does anybody have anything they'd like to say?
Wow. Oh, everybody's jumping all over.
Starting to see a trend here on Fridays. But that's all right. Peon, you got something?
Yeah, I do.
Peon always has got something.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I have something, too. I'll throw it out there.
Thank you very much, Bill. First off, I have a great weekend planned. Tonight we are going to see the Beatles show at the Symphony.
Yeah,
that
should
be very. I'm very excited about that.
You're becoming a regular highfalutin dude.
But
yes.
you saw Led Zeppelin, right?
Yes, and I was surprised by that. I mean, I've always enjoyed some Led Zeppelin songs, but I didn't know if I knew as many as I ended up knowing. And it was tremendous. It was a great show. So I'm excited about that tonight. And then I mentioned yesterday too, we're going to see Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter on Sunday afternoon. And
I didn't know what that was. Which surprises nobody, I'm sure, but it's
yes.
on a book.
It's Abraham Lincoln. Don reviewed it yesterday.
He was the president, I believe.
He was the 16th president of the United States. And in this movie, he remembers as a kid watching his mother being killed by a vampire.
Oh.
So after that, he is out to hunt as many vampires as he can. So
that does sound fun.
And it's in 3D.
With an axe.
So,
with an axe. And
yes.
It's in 3D.
In 3D. So
what more could you ask
for? I think I'm going to have a blast with that movie.
Awesome.
And second thing I have is on our Facebook page today, I found this gentleman that is a singer.
Everybody's a gentleman today. With you.
He's being very polite.
I know.
He's going to the symphony and stuff now.
You're right.
I saw this guy on the internet. And I found he's an attorney and just a regular father with three kids, but he plays at this pizza place in Salt Lake City once a month. And this cover song of Toto's Africa is just
going to play some of it.
Maybe we'll bump with some of his music.
Yeah,
he's so you can go find that on the Facebook page. It's and we'll play some later, but very outstanding.
Yeah, I walked in and Ian musician. Was rocking out to it in the studio, and I just sort of assumed it was, you know, a live version of Toto singing the song Africa.
Yeah.
I didn't think anything of it until you said that it was a cover version.
And yeah, this guy
yeah, when
is...
you watch these guys, it's unbelievable. I mean, they're just regular, you know, what did you say, he was like an attorney or something?
Yeah,
or?
I think he's got a website and everything, so I'll link that on the Facebook page.
Unbelievable. In fact, I think he sounds, if not as good, better than a couple of, on a couple of those. I think he sounds better. So good for him.
Yeah, we'll maybe play some of his music today.
All right. There you go. Is that all you had?
That's all I got.
Good contribution. Thanks, Peon. All right. Dan, it's up to you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bill.
How much this is like a band plug.
No, it's not a band plug.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Okay. No, I'm excited now. What do you got?
Meet any gentlemen today?
I haven't met some gentlemen today. I was watching the news this morning. There's a neighborhood. You know how neighborhoods have their... Do you, in your neighborhood, do you have like an association? And
I don't think anybody wants to be associated with
you have to pay a fee, you mean?
No,
we don't have that, no.
Okay. We have that in ours, and I know a lot of people that are involved with neighborhood associations, and they have a president, a treasurer, and all that.
And what is that for? Is that like for fixing roads and stuff?
Or that's
what
part
is
of it. That's
what does the money go to?
Well, part of it, but ours is, and ours... we have common ground. We have two areas of common ground, and we pay the person to cut the grass there.
Okay.
And then we also buy, purchased some streetlights to put in certain areas on the street as well. So
now why are you not in an unincorporated part of St. Louis County, are you?
No.
The actual bulbs?
How come they don't?
We actually put the street lights up.
Really?
You have to purchase
them.
I've
never heard of that.
I haven't either. How come the county doesn't do that?
I have no idea. Talk to the county.
Huh. We did that in my old neighborhood. We had a fee.
So it's...
And we paid for the sweepers, you know, the machine guys. Because in my old neighborhood, every household or every yard had at least one sweet gumball tree. Can you imagine?
Oh, yeah.
But we also had little parks all throughout the neighborhood, too. And we're not talking like a highfalutin neighborhood here. We're talking, the fee was $50 a year.
No.
But there was a million little homes in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So at some point, someone just took the initiative and came up with this association. It was
there when we moved in. So.
And sometimes I think they also do those... the real pretty stone entryway things, you know, you go into one with lights and flowers, and somebody has to pay for that.
Yeah, you can
do
all sorts.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. But there's an association, a neighborhood in Denver, and they have decided to outlaw in their neighborhood sidewalk chalk, so kids can't go and draw on the sidewalk.
Oh, sure.
Do the sidewalk chalk.
Very reasonable thing to do.
Those people are potty poopas. That's all my daughter did. She drew all over our driveway. Mm-hmm. We had the sidewalk chalk. And sometimes it was really cool.
I used
to go out and draw and mess around, too.
They're kids, for God's sake.
In my son's neighborhood, they can't park on the street after dark.
After dark?
Yes. You have to have your car in your driveway. And in my old neighborhood, you couldn't park. There were certain, like, RVs or something. They had to be almost hidden. And I know there's neighborhoods where you can't park if you have a work vehicle, a van or a truck or something.
Yeah, something with the name of it on it or something.
Now, I will tell you, I wish there were more neighborhoods where people, maybe not park in the street, but everybody park on one side of the street.
Because
some of those small, especially like in Peon,
very
of the
tight
woods,
to get through.
Oh, yeah. Well, they, you know, and I know a little something about Shrewsbury because, you know, Mr. Rick Cleveland lives over in Shrewsbury. And I know at some point in time, maybe even 20 years ago, they added those sidewalks in there. And so now there's nowhere for people. You can hardly get two cars down there.
Now, what if you have a party? If you have people over?
No parties. No
they
buddies.
Stood. We went to one just a couple weeks ago, and the police department came and posted signs. On the
no
one
parking?
Side of the street, yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, that makes sense.
That you could park on.
You
on
can't
the one
park
side?
On the one side. It said, as per the St. Louis County Police Department.
Oh, so you. So if you're going to have a party in that neighborhood,
everything was on one side. We
you
had
have
to park
to call,
way down. The
you
street.
Have to call the police or call whatever that jurisdiction.
Maybe they
is.
Did because they knew they were going to have a ton of people.
Oh, I'm sure you have to, because if they would ticket people, I guess. Who the heck knows? Mm. That's the dumbest rule in the world.
But it is nice if you're driving through those areas, and it's almost impossible sometimes to get
you're
down
pulling
those
over,
streets.
Somebody goes and they pull over, and you got
to
go.
And honestly, if you live there, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for somebody to, you know, probably accidentally knock your mirror off or dent your car or whatever.
You pull out of your driveway and there's somebody right there on the other side.
Although I do feel for some of those, especially those people on busy streets having to back out and all that stuff. But
what about the people in the city that don't even have a driveway or a garage and they all have to parallel park and try to find a spot?
Lord. Let's take a call real quick from Joe, then we'll take our first break for the afternoon. This is Joe, as I mentioned. How you doing, Joe? Joe?
Hello, this is Joe.
Yes, hey, Joe.
Yes, Joe, you are on the air.
How are you?
How are you? Real well.
I'm St. Ann via Maryland Heights.
All right.
I need a problem solver.
Oh, man. Well, I guess we can do that on a Friday afternoon because we are...
The problem solvers.
Best I could do. Here you go.
I just bought a 73 Duster, and I was driving through Creekcore Park.
Yeah.
And I had high beams on, and Ranger Rick pulled me over, and I couldn't figure out how to turn them off. I was reaching for the, the blinker signal.
Oh, is it on the floor?
I don't know.
A 73 Duster.
I think they're on the
floor. Is that your problem?
It's the very left part on the floor. It's a little button, a tiny little button you just use with
your
foot.
I used to have one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was a stick on the column. It was...
Yeah, 3 on a 3.
Is that what you have, a slant 6 in there?
Yep.
Those are great engines. But, yeah.
Unless you don't put oil in it.
Yeah, yeah. Any engine's what you bad do? If yes. you don't put oil.
And I found out when I was on the Papa Street Bridge.
Up underneath there, maybe?
No,
it's on the floor where an emergency brake would typically be.
Yeah, on the floor. Okay. And just on the... Very back, just to the left corner, and just you'll feel it, and just click it.
They're in the car now.
All right, no.
Okay.
I'm at work. I'm getting ready to go home.
All right, well,
there you go, Joe.
Well, good luck. Joe, how old are you?
49. Be 50 September.
It's our favorite age.
Yeah. No, but I would think that his age, being 50 here soon, you would know. You would have driven a car with a.
It's been a long time.
I'm not calling him that stupid.
That was many years ago.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it was.
I'm in your corner,
like
Joe.
40.
All right, Joe.
40 years.
All right.
40 years? Something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck,
See
Joe.
You guys. Thanks.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. We've done it again. Okay. I always feel a little awkward doing that. I'm not a problem solver.
You're feeling problem solver.
I just sit here and observe a portion of the problem solvers. All right, so here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. It's a great day. It's a good Friday. I have, at some point before the show is over, I want to share a little correspondence. I got a, not so much an email, but a little, an exchange of some sort with a guy who is, he's not really a big fan of this show, or he says he's not, yet he knows everything about the show, and a guy who doesn't really have a very good sense of humor. And
he sent you an email?
Well, we'll get into that a little bit later, but it's worth listening to. So at some point before the end of the show, I will share this with you, and I found it to be pretty entertaining. All right, back in a few. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Time to check in with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oaklandine traffic. Good afternoon, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. Well, they've reopened the ramp from northbound 55 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. It was open around 2:30. So right now, traffic is just a little slow north of Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also on southbound 270, is starting to get some slow traffic now between the Clayton Road overpass and Geordie Ferry. Eastbound 44 looks like it's just a little heavy as you go past the construction at Lewis Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has Primetime Anytime that lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. And on my show, Smart Living, at 11 o'clock Saturday morning, the heat is on and I'll have tips for keeping cool. Seems like common sense, but hundreds actually die by ignoring the signs. And it's the Great American Backyard Campout Saturday night. Learn how to beat the bugs and get on national TV.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu. Presented every Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. And KTRS.com.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-300-8260 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-300-8260. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-300-8260. That's 1-800-300-8260.
How much time does it take each day to keep your skin looking beautiful? 1 hour? 30 minutes? 10 minutes? What if the best answer was to sleep on it? Announcing a unique breakthrough in skin science that can help reduce the signs of aging and the time you spend on your morning beauty routine while you sleep. It's called the Good Night Duo. Two doctor-formulated products that work together to enhance your skin's nighttime restorative cycle, visibly reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, leaving you with younger-looking skin. Call now to try it risk-free. 1-800-400-3181. Developed by Dr. Aaron Tabor, this unique duo is the complete skin rejuvenator, nourishing and restoring inside and out while you're fast asleep. The Good Night Duo, formulated following the highest safe beauty standards, is in limited supply. Get your risk-free trial of the Good Night Duo now by calling 1-800-400-3181. If lines are busy, please try again. 1-800-400-3181. That's 1-800-400-3181.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Last year, our neighbor's wife died, and she didn't have life insurance. So now he's struggling to raise two young kids on one salary. He's got to pay for daycare, plus somebody to help cook and clean. He's gone through most of their savings, and now he might even have to sell the house. I don't ever want my husband to go through that. So I got life insurance, too.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're a woman who's 40 and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $15 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-300-3681.
I'm glad we both got life insurance.
It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-300-3681, 1-800-300-3681.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Now with the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings, get select patio sets for up to 50% off. Put your savings to work on an outdoor rug, plants, and hanging baskets, so you create a relaxing backyard oasis without stressing out your budget one bit. Thanks to Red, White, and Blue Savings this 4th of July, like up to 50% off patio sets. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, and this is a pop quiz. What's the best way to find out what your auto policy covers? A, smash your car up and see how much your insurance pays, or B, talk to a highly trained farmer's agent and see if you have the coverage you want. The answer is B. Please don't attempt A. That's just crazy town.
If you want answers about auto insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Did your home get hit with damage from the recent April storms? Whether your roof suffered damage from rain, wind, or hail, most insurance companies let you file a claim for up to 1 year. Call Storm Chief today and let them work with your insurance company to get the problem fixed right. Even if you've been denied in the past, call Storm Chief and let them help you get your claim approved and your number one investment protected. Call Storm Chief today at 1-636-614-3140 to schedule your free inspection. Storm Chief, 1-636-614-3140. And Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor.
Hi, I'm Shauna.
And I'm Kiefer.
And we're Thompson Square.
We're honored to be speaking out on behalf of a cause that is very dear to us, Child Fund International.
Child Fund has been changing the lives of children in need for over 50 years. Their mission is to empower and help these children thrive at all the stages of their lives.
This is what Child Fund is all about.
Disrupting poverty, creating opportunities, and brighter futures. Learn how at childfund.org.
Echoing tonight, she hears only whispers of some quiet conversation.
No, it's not Toto.
She's coming in 12:30.
Who is it, Pia?
His name is Mike Massey.
Mike Massey, out in Salt Lake City, just a regular guy who does cover songs at a pizza place.
He's got a pretty big YouTube following.
Great voice. We'll let it play a little longer until they get into the meat of the song here.
Chorus.
Or that.
Hurry, boy.
I wish I could sing. That'd be cool, you know?
Let's try, Bill.
Nope. We did that once.
Oh, that's right.
And if you missed it, you missed it.
I remember.
Yeah, I wrote my own song and everything. All right. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. By the way, you want to see that video, we've got it on the Facebook page, facebook.com/AM in the PM. And this is Fran. Hello, Fran.
Hey, you guys, I just want to let you know how much I love your show.
That's very nice of you.
Listen to me, I love the whole KTRS. And compared to, you know, that Ojos used to be number one radio station.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a relief to have you guys around.
Where are you from, Fran?
You sound like you're...
Well, first of all, wait a minute. Is it AM in the PM?
Oh, there you go.
Fran, I'm picking up a little bit of an accent. I'm guessing you're from Alabama?
No, I wish.
No, I'm kidding.
French. It's French.
French.
Well, I mean, I haven't lost it. I've been here 50 years, but I still have it.
Don't lose it. It's
beautiful.
It.
Yes.
I like it.
Well, that's okay. But anyway, I love your show.
Thank you.
It was a friend. Anyway, I forgot about that. Yeah, but I tell you what, you guys are too young, but if you only knew, Bob Hardy is probably turning in his grave when he finds out what that other station was turned into.
I remember Bob Hardy.
Yeah. You remember Bob Hardy?
I remember Bob Hardy listening to him as a kid.
Yeah. Well, I was not quite a kid. I was a lot younger, too, but not quite a kid. But, I mean, that station is turned into the crazies and everybody else. But anyway, we love your show.
Uh-oh. Anyway.
You know, Fran, okay, you're exactly right. We know a couple people that work over there.
I think my girl is... My girl is like a big kid.
Yeah.
Steve is hilarious. You guys are great. I'm sorry I'm missing Frank today.
Yeah, sorry.
But anyway, love your show. Keep it going.
Anyway.
All right.
Thank you, Fran.
Thank you, Fran. Call anytime.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
I like her.
Yes.
I like that. I like women that have an accent.
I like any accent. It's great.
Here is Ed. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hey, good afternoon. The large morning show in the afternoon. Hey, I'm AM in the PM.
All right, Ed. Happy to hear it.
I know a lot of stuff's going on in the world and everything, but I just want to wish all you folks and everybody out there a happy Olympic Day.
Oh, is
this Olympic Day?
I almost forgot.
It's Olympic Day. You know, when you're supposed to think of your Olympians and Paralympians and what they've done in the past to represent your country and what they'll do in the future. So just keep those amateur athletes. Most of them are amateurs. Some are pro. Keep them in mind. They work hard for what they get, and they get little or nothing, but, you know, they're great competitors. And win, lose, or draw, or medals or not, just I just want everybody to be thinking about them in this an Olympic year.
All right. Nice. Well, thank you, Ed.
I had no idea.
Have a great weekend. Well, now you know, Bill.
There you go.
That's another great trivia question.
That was Peon. I knew, Ed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
He did not. He didn't know.
Tina, did you know?
No, I did not know, but thank you for letting me.
Thank you for being honest.
Ed, are you an athlete?
I am. I won a silver medal in the shot put in 2004 in Athens.
Nice.
Did you really?
Very cool.
Yeah. That's great.
Actually, I was on the show before most of the people, well, actually all of the people except for Dan Strauss. I was on the show November the 16th, 1999.
Oh,
my wife
goodness.
Got me on there for my 40th birthday. How about that?
Wow.
Holy
cow. How about that?
And hi, Laura. There. I'm sorry. You're not supposed to do that.
But that's your wife.
You got it out.
That's my lovely wife. But yeah, you guys have a great show. Who's this Frank guy everybody keeps talking about that's gone today?
I don't know. He's on assignment.
Yeah.
He filled in for me yesterday, I think, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Not that one day?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you were there Wednesday or something, weren't you?
So I was. Thanks for remembering.
Okay. Well, hey, you guys have a great weekend and have a great Olympic day.
Thanks, Ed. See you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'll be honest, I thought he was joking at first, and then the transition to that was a serious commentary.
It's a learning shift.
There's a lot of days like that, you know, National Potato Chip Day.
Oh, I think there's four or five days for every single day of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today's also take your pet to work day.
It is?
Yes. Or take your dog to work day or something like that. But
I didn't see anybody.
Who comes up?
I haven't seen an animal.
Who comes up with all this
stuff? I have no idea. Who comes up with it's your daughter. Do they have take your son to work day also?
I'm sure they do.
They just made it into
take your kids to work day.
Yeah.
Hmm. And you know the kids, come on, they're all excited about going, and then they get there in an hour. Ugh.
Oh, I want to leave.
Can we go home?
Yeah. Unless it's during the school year.
Yeah. The most exciting thing is playing with the copy machine stuff, you know?
Yeah, putting your hand on there and stuff.
Right. We don't have a lot of time here, but I'm reading the, this is the Suncrest Call, the little local newspaper that I get. And I don't really read it that often, but right there on the front.
What do you mean? It's the Crestwood paper? Is that what it is?
Well, I think it's for like Sunset Hills and Crestwood. But I think every little area has their own version, if I'm not mistaken.
We have the Oakville Call.
Okay, yeah. So they sort of change things, I guess, depending on your area. But right there it says the Centrum unveils preliminary plans to redevelop Crestwood Mall. Well, it's about stinking time.
Yeah.
Crestwood Mall, I think most of us, at least who were here when it was, you know, hopping and thriving, used to go there all the time. I remember as a young kid going to the arcade in sort of the basement. It was Exilorama, I believe it was called.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you had all the video games and all. I mean, it was cool. I mean, that was the place to go.
North County kids didn't make it down that far. We had Jamestown Mall and Northwest Plaza, which have gone
in the same boat.
Yeah.
Now, Crestwood was around the same time Northwest Plaza was around, because Jamestown didn't exist, and South County, and I don't know when West County.
And they were both outdoor malls.
At one time, you're right.
Yeah, they were.
And then they added
It was colder than you know what during the winter.
Yes, it was. The walk around in Northwest Plaza.
What's what?
Well, they've released now preliminary plans, they say, to redevelop Crestwood Mall. And again, it's about time. That thing has been sitting. It hasn't been completely dormant, but, you know, they had these little art things in there, which I understand from some people that went there were actually pretty cool, but you can't have a big, you know, basically vacant mall. Exactly.
Right.
There's just a handful of people renting.
They still have the theater there?
Oh, no, the theater just closed about a month ago.
Which, I'll be honest, I thought
it was closed like three years ago.
I didn't realize it was even still
when
open.
When I shopped there, they had Sticks, Baron, Fuller.
Yeah.
We were talking the other day, Northwest Plaza is trying to do the same thing as Crestwood, and we talked about Menards is going to be one of the big flagship stores.
Well, they said they're going to leave the existing Macy's building intact, which I don't understand that. I thought that was kind of old. Now, that Dillard's building, here's a little Bill Cleveland fun fact. When I was right out of school, I sold shoes at the Crestwood Dillard's.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. I remember that.
Thank you. And I used to call into this show from the back from like the back room. They had like a back storage room and nobody ever knew. I just take a little phone in the back and I'd call in and nobody knew that I was in the back of the shoe department. Yeah.
Do you remember? And I remember being at Sticks Baron Fuller and you always heard that little ding ding.
Yes. Ding. I never knew what that was.
Ding, ding. It was like a signal or something that they put throughout the whole store. I don't know if it was two dings for security.
Yeah, someone had told me that was a signal, and one of them was for a security alert.
Ah.
Wow. How about that? Back to the shoe department. Do you know what the little thing is that they measure your feet? You know what that's called?
No.
A Brannick device.
Thank you. That metal thing that slides in and up.
Yeah, and I only Brannock device. Brannock.
Do they still use those?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, they do.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, how else are you going to measure somebody's feet?
I don't know.
They got an app. They got an app for that, right?
Probably.
Yeah. No, and I only know that because they made you go. The only thing that I really got out of that whole experience was that they did make you go to what they call like shoe university or something. And so you had to go and you had to learn about all, which it was very interesting to learn all the different things about shoes. But, and that, by the way, the only thing I enjoyed about that experience. All right, we're going to take a break. Great to have you with us today. It's a large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandy traffic. Tim?
It's Matt or Tina. Were you a little bit worried when you heard the ding ding that shoplifting was on their mind?
I just remember that for some reason.
I remember something like the ding ding, but it didn't have the same tone. It was like ding. It was like dong ding or something like that.
Oh, yeah. They'd have different tones, too.
Yeah.
So was it just when you walked through the door?
No.
Not at all. It was just throughout the shopping experience.
Like Morse code, huh?
Yeah. And I always thought it was like what you guys were saying. It was, you know, two dings for security, three dings, you know, and need lunch or, you know, whatever. I don't know.
One of my greatest moments in one of those malls, I was five or six, and I turned the escalator off while people were on it.
Nice job,
that famous
man.
Bar.
What a brat.
Way to go.
I didn't even know. I thought, oh, what's this? And it was a little half moon thing, and I stuck my finger under there, and there was a button, and I hit the button, and all of a sudden the escalator went.
A bunch of people tumbled down.
Yeah, going lunging forward with face laceration.
No one fell.
And you don't want to fall on an escalator. No. Those things.
No.
All right, what's going on, Tim?
All right, we've got an accident. They've moved it to the right shoulder on westbound 40 at Mason. But you can look for slow traffic already from the Science Center through McCausland as you approach Mason from back at Spady. And then look for southbound traffic on 270 to be stop and go from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Downtown, they've reopened the ramp from northbound 55 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic is backed up, though, all the way onto the ramp of Highway 44. This traffic report is brought to you by Kia Motors and the 2012 Kia Optima. It's not your average midsize sedan. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All About Business airs this Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join host Elliot Gallion each week as he brings you the latest business news and in-depth interviews. All About Business, Sunday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are you looking for a new kitchen or a new bath? How would you like to only spend $5,000 on your brand new kitchen? Well, you can if you go to Affordable Kitchens and Baths. It's a division of Callier and Thompson. It's the home of the $5,000 kitchen, which includes in-stock all-wood maple cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite counter slabs, and all stainless steel appliances. It's Affordable Kitchens and Baths, and it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. Now, where is it? It's in St. Peter's, 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, right between Kisker and Central School Road. Affordable Kitchen and Bath has great financing rates with any project. It's got ding and dent appliances, and as I said, it's the home of the $5,000 kitchen. 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, formerly Highway 94 in St. Peter's, between Kisker and Central School Road, a division of Callier and Thompson, so it's synonymous with quality. It's affordable kitchens and baths.
Gun owners and target shooters, there's a new place in town to shop. Metro Shooting Supplies in Bridgeton has a huge selection of hard-to-find models of Smith & Wesson, Springfield Armory, and Kimber. Visit Metro's 13-lane indoor range for a fun day of target shooting. Metro also carries reloading supplies and has a gunsmith on site. The newest location of Metro Shooting Supplies is on St. Charles Rock Road near Fifi. Or visit Metro's original store and range in downtown Belleville. Go to buylearnshoot.com for more. That's buylearnshoot.com.
Did your home get hit with damage from the recent April storms? Whether your roof suffered damage from rain, wind, or hail, most insurance companies let you file a claim for up to 1 year. Call Storm Chief today and let them work with your insurance company to get the problem fixed right. Even if you've been denied in the past, call Storm Chief and let them help you get your claim approved and your number one investment protected. Call Storm Chief today at 1-636-614-3140 to schedule your free inspection. Storm Chief, 1-636-614-3140, and Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor. Ow.
Ow. He hurt himself. Ow.
Ow. I'm reading the calendar section here in the Suncrest Call. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on
in your neighborhood.
We have Overeaters Anonymous. They got a group for everybody.
Yeah, they do. That's been around for a long time.
But here's the one I'd like to maybe partake in. Swing dance lessons. I think that'd be fun.
Swinging.
You guys
ought
to do swing
lessons?
Well, I'd have to find a person that would like to participate.
Not always.
Oh, you can
sometimes
do
there's no, other singers yeah. there. They match you.
Yeah,
up.
They'll match you up. My mom used to be a dance instructor.
I think that would be a, forgive me for sounding like from South St. Louis, a hoot. That'd be a hoot, don't you think?
Oh, my goodness.
I kind of think so, too.
Now, do you know how to do? What are you laughing at? Do you know how to dance? Do you dance at all? We all know I do not dance.
I have some rhythm inside me.
Yeah. I do, too, but not when someone's watching. I can't dance when someone's watching me. If someone is, if I'm by myself, then, hey, look out.
My mom was
on the dance floor. No,
my mom at one point was president of the Imperial Dance Club.
Well, you used to dance with
Imperial. Yeah, that's right. Imperial, which is swing dancing. And I got in a contest with my sister. We won a trophy.
And I saw them dance the other night. He and his sister.
Wow, still doing it after all these years.
Yeah, forgotten almost all the moves, but
no, I think that's swing. I think
swing dancing
fun.
Is awesome. Yeah.
What's the, isn't there another one? What's the other type of dance like that? It's real fast.
Jitterbug?
Yeah. I think it's a jitterbug. There's a bunch of them like that. Yeah. I guess swing dance probably the most.
Would you say the triple Lindy?
No, Lindy. Not the triple Lindy. There is a dance called the Lindy.
All right, we got to go. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A longtime Catholic Church official in Philadelphia has been